They're hungry.
Rock, what's going on?
Stay back. We'll see if we can.
Huge shapes rose from the swamp. They were vaguely humanoid, but nearly 10 feet tall, and they seemed to be creatures from the swamp itself, dripping green figures of pure rot and decay. Their heads seemed featureless, just mounds of the dripping slime. Their immense arms reached out toward the raft, the green rot of their being dripping down. They started converging on the raft, their swampy hands reaching, reaching.
Stop!
The dripping piles of filth stopped dead in their tracks, frozen in confusion. None had been able to speak with them before.
Stop!
What dares talk?
A man. A man who flees the German and Russian armies. Armies that kill. We come in peace. I speak to you as a brother of the Earth.
Brother? We are brothers to no one. We are Narga, the Undying Ones. We kill all who come here. We are created out of death, out of mold and rot. In this we give back to the world of the living. All living things that come to this green hell must die.
No!
You! How can you talk with us? You are a human being. The others cannot speak with us.
I am not human. I am mutant. A new species.
A mutant? You call yourself a mutant? To us?
Eat him.
Yes. Eat him and the girl. They will be tasty. No, not eat. Not yet.
Who are you?
We are the ugly, the cursed, the damned of God's creatures. This is our world. The mud, the quicksand, the rot. We are the rot. The rot is us. We were created out of the darkness, and all who come here shall join us. Why have you come, puny human? Did you not know the price for entering this foul place?
I came to escape from the Nazis. We were captured and made into slaves by them. We fight on the side of America. We are free fighters. You did not know that this was your world, or we would not have trespassed.
Yes, the Germans.
As the being spoke, a slow waterfall of green foam dripped continuously down its immense chest and legs. It seemed that it should almost just disintegrate as its physicality kept dripping, but somehow it didn't lose any mass. Perhaps the creatures kept sucking the swamp itself from below, like a pump, continuously replenishing their substance. The thing's head turned so that Roxen could suddenly see two glowing red eyes.
We were created by the German death makers. We were slaves when we were used out by them and then discarded in this place of wet hell. Our dying flesh mingled with chemicals and the radioactive poison and germs of the swamp. And somehow we found ourselves coalescing, coming into being, if this can be called being. Then we were reborn from human into monster. This is not life. It is an eternal death. We cannot die, though we wish more than anything to do so. We remember our human selves. Our wretched lives serving with the Reds and the Nazis. But now our existence is a million times worse. We and the filth are one. Our bodies, our minds, made of nothing but poison and death. Melted, rotted, putrescence. We are prisoners here, trapped inside these monstrosities. We wish only released.
What is your name?
I am Nitrogen Carnivore. We are named from the foul elements from which we were created.
I am Methane Death. I am Monoxide Blood. We must eat.
Yes.
so long since we had our food. Everything's already a cancer by the time it gets to us. Only an occasional snack of a hand or an arm. They are big. Enough for us here if we don't share with the others.
Brock, tell them who you are.
Good idea. Narga, my name is Ted Roxon.
Roxon, I've heard of such a man.
Are you telling the truth?
Look into my mind, and you'll see it's the truth.
I remember your name from before. They tried to stop your name from being even spoken in the labor camps. I spent most of my human life in those camps.
The tree-sized leader of the swamp monsters stood back, as if really seeing Roxon for the first time.
We will not eat these.
But what about
that? Is final. You will come with us to our home. We will show you to the others.